Shabbat. It's Mamash after Mitzvah Pachad HaKiyasot. That it's also how the Yisot came to me. It was like, you know, I was driving to Yerushalayim, like, you know, I was trying to put it, you know, Baruch Shalom sent a flash down Mamash. So I think it's a Moedik. We might as well discuss bits and pieces of it another time. But it's Moedik is that Vayovik ish imo yad alayis ha-shachah. So Rashi says Vayovik is a lotion of Avak. Avak is dust. So Vayovik means to wrestle. So Vayovik means to a wrestling match. And so Rashi says Vayovik is a lotion of Avak, because we kicked up dust. So the Pasha of the Kasha is, if you have a wrestling on marble, so it's not called a wrestling match. Only if you wrestle on earth, on Afara, then it's called Vayovik. Hilu, the word Vayovik means to wrestle because of Avak. There happened to be an outward ring. If it'd be an inside wrestling ring, then there wouldn't be Avak. What's the kesha between this struggle and the Avak? And the Avak v'chla, we know, is a Moedik Avak, this Avak. As the Banturim says, quoted in the Medrash, this Avak went all the way up, the dust went all the way up to the Kisah Kovid. This says a choshev about this Avak. This dust, it went all the way up to the Kisah Kovid. What's going on over here? Why dafka the Kisah Kovid? Also, Yishlach Yaakov Malachim, Mashiz Malachim Amish. Everybody asks, why Taka sends the Esau of Malachim Amish? And then he says, "In love and garati, but tarik mitzvah shemarati." So again, the Baruch Hashem asks, "What's that going to make best Esau?" Ah, tarik mitzvah shemarati b'seder. That's what I wanted Esau to say. You tell me you kept tarik mitzvah, okay, I'll leave you alone. It's not going to make Esau even angry. Fagintachnish. What was the vote over here? In love and garati, with love, and I kept tarik mitzvahs. What's the gedank over here? It's more gedank because. So you do that Yaakov and Esau is the bechin of Adam Rishon and the Nachash. As I stated, the Gemara says in Bamitzia Shufrei the Yaakov Kein Shufrei the Adam Rishon. The Gemara says in Bamitzia Pidalet Hizai, and we know that the Nachash is the Samach Mem. Esau represents the bechin of the Samach Mem. So what's happening with Yaakov and Esau? Yaakov is the Chmatakin and the Chet of Adam. So what's happening with Yaakov and Esau is a duplicate of what happened in Gan Eden. So that Yisod, the Gemara says, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that the Nachash was created, he was on two, he walked on two, he could speak, and he was created to be Mishamish as the Odom. Chazal say he was there to bring him Avonim, Tovus, and Magolius, Adam Rishon, Zolzitzin, and Lenin, and the Nachash was the Gaba. And he should bring him everything he needed. The Nachash was created to be Mishamish as the Odom. Schus to be Mishamish as the Odom, the Gemara says, Schus, Godel Shimusha, Yesem Elimuda. Right? The whole vote. I don't know where to start from such a bit. It's a very big yisod. And the schus of being mashamish, you can become mamish more than the eved. The Gemara says in Erechin at the end, the eved melech is a melech. So if you want to become that itself, be mashamish it. The eved melech is a melech. Einay doyme in Tanis, he's like a eved nefnei melech. He's like a sa nefnei melech. The sa meets the king once an hour a day in his thing. Everything's official. And then bye-bye. And the eved is the one who's mamish the king. He sees the king. He puts the king to bed. He wakes him up. The eved melech is a melech. To be Shamish the Melech, the rest is chus, you become the Melech itself. So the Nochash, he was created to be Mashamish, the Moedik is Chia, to be Mashamish Adam. He didn't want to be Mashamish. He wanted to break away. He wanted to be his own Mitzias. I know Emlech, he wanted to be his own Mitzias. V'yisim Kelekim. I don't want to be secondary to you. Shaita Sheba Olam. You could be Mashamish the Tzadik, the rest is chus. But he wanted to break away. He wanted to be his own Mitzias. V'yisim Kelekim. So Mela, that's the vote of the Samach Mem. The Samach Mem wants to break away. He doesn't want to be Mishamish. But here's the Tifa Yisod. Lemaisa, the Samach Mem is the Yitzahorot. Lemaisa, he remains a Mishamish. Either he could be Mishamish Adam Rishon Mekdusha, to bring him everything and let Adam Rishon steig, or he became the Yitzahorot, tries to be Machti Adam Rishon. But when you try to be Machti Adam Rishon, and Adam Rishon is Goyver of you, when the Yitzhar tries to be Machti Yid, and Yid is Mizgaber, he comes out higher than he was where not to be the Yitzhar. The person knocks on an army door and says, I want to become a soldier. So what do they tell him? Go and train for a year and a half. You got to learn how to be determined, how to be strong, how to be courageous, how to be do some stamina and jump and not give up and run on and on and on and weiter and weiter. You can't just be a soldier. So the mice in Yiddishkeit, who teaches us to be a soldier? Who puts us on what's an assault course? Stumbling blocks, you have to jump over them. You have to jump over this, you have to jump over that, and you get tired, and they psychologically drain you a cop. And who does that to us? The Yitzhahara. That's exactly what he does. He makes mechshoilim, he makes stumbling blocks, hydrating a cop. And that's the whole army training. So what comes out after you deal with the Yitzhahara? You come out much higher, you come out as shacher. So he's helping us, he's being mishamish us. He wanted to be Mishamish. He didn't want to be Mishamish. You remain a Mishamish by default. So isn't it better to be a mashamish l'kedusha, to be mashamish, to be a yisachar zavonan? Then anyways you're being mashamish, and you're going to get punished for that shimish that you're doing, instead of becoming a chelik from the kedusha. You mashamish the kedusha and you remain klippa, you remain sitra achra, and you mashamish the kedusha. So by default he remained the shamish. Mordechai Yisod. But he wanted to break away. He wanted to be his own. He wanted to be his own. He doesn't want to have a shamish as a second. He doesn't want to be the gabi. He wants to be the rebbe himself. That was the chet of Adam. And Adam Rishon himself. If he internalizes this, we've discussed. If he internalizes the ra, so fakir, then he'll be a greater his gabris. He'll steig even more. This is showing he's mashamish you, but. Don't use him too much. Rabban Shalom will send you nisyonis. Nisyonis b'lashon neis, mass, he'll steig. But don't invite him inside you. Don't make him part of you because you want to steig even more. No. That's the story there. Yaakov and Esav is exactly the same thing. Esav was created to be mishamish Yaakov Avinu. The tikkun of Esav is to be mishamish. Yitzchok kept on being. Yitzchok wanted to be mesaken Esav. So Yitzchok says to Esav, "Hoveli matamim, go out and shecht. Hoveli matamim, hoveli this and tzudli tzedo." He's trying to be mesaken Esav. He's trying to show Esav, your tikkun is to be mishamish the tzaddik. Why didn't he ask Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu is the tzaddik like Yitzchok, but Esav is the mishamish. He's a mishamish. He's supposed to be an ish sada. He's supposed to bring the whole sada into the bris medrash. Take care of Yaakovina to bring the chitos, oira, the flesh, the animals, to shech them. This is your job, Esav. That's why he sends Esav. And Yaakov's the tzaddik. And that's Yitzchus. What did Yitzchus benched Esav? It's a chichot avoid. He's making like tzamas of him. Peldik azach, always had a kasha. Kilo Esav says Bracheni, Bracha Achas, Bracheni, Bracheni, Bracheni. Esav says Bracheni, Bracheni. So what does he say? It's a chicha tavoid to be an eved of your brother. It's a chucha betulus, like Larosh. What are you laughing at me? Ask for bracha. You know I don't want to be an eved. You know I want to be on top. This customer, what's you're putting salt on the wound? No? Chared the peldik kasha. But Yitzchak saying that's your tikkun. It's a chicha tavoid. Eved Melech Melech. You were created to be Meshamish Yaakov Avinu. And if you're mashamish, if you attack an eved of your brother, an eved of your brother, so you'll reach the highest shleimus. Gedoy le shimusha. You reach the highest shleimus. Yitzchak was trying to be mesak in Esav. Esav, be mashamish of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov's the tzaddik. Let Yaakov learn, and you be mashamish of the Elder Kazakh. But same way as the Nochash didn't want that, nor does Esav want that. But the same way by the Nochash, that by default, he makes Adam steig. The Yitzhar makes Adam Rishon steig. Esav makes Yaakov steig. Esav makes Yaakov steig. And that's the struggle between Yaakov and Esav. Hayishlach Yaakov Malachim. Yaakov sending the Esav. Yaakov's telling Esav, what are you coming for? You're coming to ruin me? You don't understand. You're coming to be mishamish me. I'm just going to steig from you. If you really want to be poigin me, and you really want to kill me, you really want to do bad things, negative things to me, don't come. Because if you come by default, lemaisa, you're going to be mishamish me. Lemaisa, I'm going to steig from you. Lemaisa, I'm going to steig heche from you. You're going to make me steig. And what's the taki geshein? What happened? The malach rab al kocha yana omen. He had a wrestling with him. And kisarisa elo kim anoshim. Look how much you steig from me. He changed his name from the Nidriga name Yaakov to the Hecher name Yisrael Yoshakel. That's what Yishlach Yaakov Malachim. Yishlach Yaakov Malachim. He's sending Malachim Mamish. This is Ruchnis. This is Ruchnis. What are you coming for? You're coming. You're gonna start. I'm gonna be a Malach. I'm gonna be Hecher via Malach. So what are you coming for? It's only to my favor. So says Esav after the struggle. Says Esav after the struggle, say that, okay. So lishitascha, I'm helping you. I'm takem mishamish. So let me come with you. Niso v'neilcha lenegdecha. Pasuk says v'negdecha. V'negdecha in English means kilu. It means neged. But in this context, it means I'll come with you together. In other words, I'll come negdecha. I'll be the yitzhara. I'll come negdecha. Aber you'll steig. Yaakov says, no, that's exactly what happened to Adam Rishon. Don't invite him. Don't invite him. The same way as Adam Rishon thought, oh, the more I have of you, the more I'll steig. That was the chet of Adam. I'm here to be mitaken the chet of Adam. So the Baruch Shalom sends me a Yitzhara, when the Malach comes to me, I'll fight him, the Yitzhara comes to me, I'll fight him, and I'll stay, Kisarisa Lakim Anoshim. But to invite you to join me, that we should come together, that I should every minute have a Yitzhara, and every minute to be Nisgaber? No. Baruch Shalom wants me to be a normal soldier. I don't have to be the general. I don't have to be a commando. That's mamish the same Nakuda. He's mamish. This is the tikkun achet of Adam Rishon. When he comes, you'll strike from him. He's mishamish you by default. But don't ask for more. He sent Esav away. Mamish the same zach. From this comes out the word zach. From this comes out that the actual struggle with the Yetzer Hara, that's steiging. We're steiging. Some pshat is that we're fighting Ra. So we're stuck in Ra. We're fighting Ra. Even if we're misgamba over the Yetzer Hara, so then we push the Ra away. Now we can get on with Avodas Hashem. Fakir. The ganze struggle itself is just like when you learn Yishtaik, when you daven Yishtaik, when you fight with the Yetzer Hara Yishtaik. This is alein as Amor de Kavodas Hashem, and that's always the Machemes Hayetzer, the sod where people break, and people have you read this is because they get sick and tired of fighting with the Yetzer Hara. Every day the Nesoyin to get out of bed, every day in a Nesoyin, every time whatever the Nesoyin is, with the Nesoyin of Kas, of Midas, of Taivas, whatever it is, the whole time Tavsin Shesoyin, because people don't chab the Nesoyin. You never hear a person saying, and Eved Hashem, you never hear him sing. Every day to daven, every day to learn. That's the chavod Hashem. Ki lekach natzarta. But when it comes to Yetzer Horas, nacham olde Yetzer, nacham olam. I'm sick and tired of this. I wish. Or the tired. Just like you're davening, you're learning. This is mamish chavod Hashem. This is the tiredest chavod Hashem. The tiredest chavod Hashem. So that's the sod of the avak. The Yetzer Hara makes a person feel. Now the Yetzer makes a person feel that when you struggle with the Yetzer Hara, tachgonish choshev, like avak. Avak, Ofer ve'efe, Avraham Avinu says, Anoichi, Ofer ve'efe. It's like a lashon of no chashivas. So the wrestling match, which is the fight between the Yid and the Yetzer Hara, kicks up dust. In other words, people don't look at it, it's chashiv, it's not chashiv b'chla, it's Ofer ve'efe. Azok de Eivishta, Uho, this is chashiv. I want that Avak. That Avak comes until the Kisei HaKovet. Kisa Kovod is the mokim that's megala the Heilig Avodas Hashem of our struggles. That's why Gedoyle Tshuva shemegas at Kisa Kovod. It's a struggle. Kiyipel Kisheva Yipel Tzadik V'Kom. Sheva Yipel Tzadik V'Kom. It's the struggle itself. When he does Tshuva, I'm gefallen. I'm standing again and I'm fighting. It's a long, drawn out war. Gedoyle Tshuva shemegas. That's where it reaches at Kisa Kovod. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemaim to get the Torah. So Menachem says, "Mal Yerudin Inish Beneinu Tano Hitchal Hashemayim VaInish Kisis Kreinu VaRantiv Kedeinu." What's Rabbi Shlom say? On Shabbos, "Echoiz BeKisei Kvoidi VeHechzel Hem Tshuva." Hold on to the Kisei Kovod and answer them Tshuva. What did he answer? "Klum LeSirtzach Beneichem." You have a Yitzhara to fight, to murder, to Klum LeSinuf. You have a Yitzhara for Znus. What's this? So first of all, what's the tain? What's the shak of the tariyah? If the melachim do have a yitzhara, if the zungos they don't have a yitzhara, what's the shak? What's the grace of teretz over here? And what's it going to do with the kisa kovet? Oh, the teretz is, that's the teretz. This is the kisa kovet is the mokim that's megala, the heilig struggles, that struggles with the yitzhara are heilig. You melachim, you don't have the struggle. I know, obviously you don't have to teretz, that we knew already. Oh, but the chashivas, oh, but the fact that you don't, the fact that you have a struggle and you overpower, this is a hech of yalis. That was the sod. For that, Moshe Rabbeinu had to hold on to the Kisei HaKovod. Chois b'Kisei HaKovod, because the Kisei HaKovod is the mokim where the avak goes to. It's the mokim where all the struggles of the Yetzer Hara go to. So the mokim of Kisei HaKovod is megala. The mokim of Kisei HaKovod is megala. That the Yetzer Hara is a mishamishas. And the struggles that we have in the Yetzer Hara take up that avak all the way up to the Kisei HaKovod. The Kisei HaKovod is megala. How the Yetzer Hara is here to be mishamishas. So from here, you can get noch tiefer. So from here, it comes out even a more hapla de kisad. So from here, the biggest merida of Malchus Shemayim, Kisei HaKovod, the biggest merida of Malchus Shemayim is when somebody is koifer, that all the gashmis and all the taivas is not mashamish the Kedusha. If somebody feels Kedusha is Kedusha, and the fights with the Yetzer Hara and this and Yens, the Gashmi is this is a Tzveite Zach. The whole Kisei HaKovod is Megala, that the struggles that you're having and all the Nisyonis that the Olam Hazeh brings you is all Kedai that you should steig, is all Mishamish you, Kedai that you should steig, you should reach the Kisei HaKovod. So if you're Koy for that, it's like Avodah Zarah. kovet like a merida b'malchus shamayim, like you're going somewhere else. Peldik ezach. What's vadim in the name? You just learned about the Zohar not long ago. But Gemara at the beginning of the Zohar says the Yosid Lavoi, French Shalom will parade the Romans and all the Omis Oilam, right? B'yem Adin HaGodl, and they'll say no. So what will they say? The Romans will say, what do you mean? We build bridges, we build those, right? The Gemara beginning of the Zohar. What's going on over here? There it says, but then it's a Yia Shasa Emes. At that point, B'yem Adin HaGodl, and Shasa Emes has been his gala, that all the goyim, the whole world, everything that's here in this wide world, is here to be Mishamish Klal Yisrael, to be Mishamish Lenivresi Ela Lashamish is Koini, the Yid, Lenivresi Ela Lashamish is Koini, and everything that's around is all incorporated in that Avoid Lashamish is Koini. So Mela, what are they going to say? They're going to say, no, it's not Avoid, we never broke off. Everything we did was to Mishamish, we were the Mishamishim. That's going back to the Nochosh. They want to hide the fact. They want to elucidate that they were, what were they created for? The whole world was created for Adam Rishon is the Kedusha, and the whole world was created to be Mishamish the Kedusha. So when it's in Zgala, Lacha Tikkun Achet, and after everything's in Sakim, it's so clear that everything was created, Lashamish as a Tzaddik, Lashamish as a Adam, for us to be Mishamish the Rebbeinu Shelayim. So they're going to come and want to jump on the bandwagon. That's their taina. Their taina is that we didn't use Gashmis, we didn't use that thing as a separate thing. Everything we did was to be Mishamish Tzaddik, to be Mishamish Klal Yisrael. That's why we built bridges, we built Rechatzois, we did everything. So the Rebbeinu Shelayim is Shaitim Atim. So we discussed this once already. You should say Shakranim Atim. Or according to what we're saying now, no, because by default, because all the Tzoras they cause with Klal Yisrael Steig, that's all part of the master plan. Klal Yisrael steiging. So by default, they were Mishamishas. But the Shaitim Atim, because you could have been Mishamishas Latoiv. So why do you have to be Mishamishas by default, and now you're going to get punished for it? B'sach Saivisai, B'sach Giblibin HaMishamish Adam Saivisai. So now you're going to get destroyed for doing that shimush. So anyways, Mishamish Adam, so why didn't you Mishamish Latoiv, then you would have got Tzcha? G'doy LaShimusha, you would have got Tzcha? So that's Avodah Zorah. That's the beginning of Masechet Avodah Zorah. Avodah Zorah is when a person's koifa, that everything there is in this world is kedei to be Mishamish. Klal Yisrael, to be Mishamish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole Gashmis, everything to be Mishamish. If a person breaks away from that, it's the same chet as the Nochash. A Vil Nishdain Kana Mishamish. A Goy, the Romans, they don't even Mishamish Klal Yisrael. A Goyim, they don't even Mishamish Klal Yisrael. They want to break away? What's the Nochash? Yisum Kelekim. What's that? Avodah Zorah. Yisum Kelekim. We're independent. Avodah Zorah. So that's the beginning of Masechet Avodah Zorah. So that's a pachadik yisod. A yid is to know that here we're talking about on a global level in the world. But a yid is a goof and a neshama. What's the neshama created for? To be mishamish. What's the goof created for? To be mishamish the tzaddik. To be mishamish the neshama. Everything that's not kuli kedusha is created to be incorporated into the kedusha. So the goof is a mishamish. The goof is a mishamish. So what's the ikum malchus shamayim? When you realize that everything there is in the world, even the negativity, is to be mishamish. So Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is Kapalos Al Malchus Shemayim. Hakis Hakovedik Amehalach. So straight after that, Bokshin Kavod Malchuso Elokeinu Avot. After Hashem Lekecha B'chol Levavcha B'shnei Yitzrecha B'Yitzah Toiv V'Yitzah Hora. When you realize that the Yitzah Hora is also made to be mishamishas, so then you've reached the shleimus. Then you've reached the shleimus of Malchus Shemayim. And you reach the shleimus of Malchus Shemayim. Fill of the Yitzah Hora. So the whole world is created to be Mishamish. Our guf and everything we do, our chila, our shtia, our shena, everything is created is to be Mishamish. And when that, just like when Kadoy LaShimusha, when the Gashmi is Mishamish, the Ruchmi, the Gashmi becomes Kadosh, the guf is Mishamish, the Neshama, Savetus Ein Zach, becomes one Kedusha. Here's beautiful the Heilige Vod from the Heilige Svasemis. That what was the Malach coming to fight with Yaakovina's goof? The Malach of Esau fighting with the goof, it's not proportional, Bechlal. A Malach fighting with Yaakovina's goof, as we stated in the Heilige Svasemis. Heilige Svasemis says that a Malach has a goof and a neshama, we have a goof and a neshama. The Malach's goof is more Kurdish than our goof. But our neshama is more Kurdish than his neshama. So Yaakov's Malach made a cheshvan. If I fight the neshama of Yaakovina, he'll win. Yidot a hecher neshama of your Malach. So therefore, I'll go and fight Yaakovina's goof. So now, mitzad the goof, the Malach has a hecher goof. So the Malach's goof fighting Yaakov's goof, the Malach's goof is going to win. Oh, but wouldn't he realize that the Hilgus was saying that Yaakovina, his goof, became so kodosh, it was like the neshama. So he thought he was fighting Yaakovina's goof, really he was fighting Yaakovina's neshama. And mitzad the neshama, a yid is hecher. That's why he lost. So what was Nisgal over here? The goof is Meshamish. I mean, the goof is Meshamish. When the Gashmi is, when everything in this world is Meshamish, the Kedusha. So then the goof steigt, Hecha, the goof steigt, the goof become, can become Neshama. Eved Melech Melech, Gedoyla Shimusha. He becomes Kaddish V'Tor. So that's what Dr. Yaakovinu was showing. Yaakovinu was showing. Shoyte Shabbalom. I know how to be Meshamish. Look at my goof. My goof is Kulay Neshama. The Gashmi is Meshamish, the Ruchmi. It's Kulay Neshama. Look what you can, look what can come of you if you want to be an emstik mishamish. Look at my goof. Look at my goof. So you, Esav, if you would only be mishamish me, look how high you'd be. Like Yaakov is in the shama and Esav is like the goof on the same level. So what was nizgal over here is that when the gashmi is mishamish, whenever what's outside the kedusha is mishamish the kedusha, so the outside of the kedusha gets incorporated and becomes part of the kedusha alein. And that's what Esav was. That's what Esav didn't want to become. So Yaakov was showing Esav, look, you tried. You tried, and you couldn't. Because my goof is Meshamish my Neshama. So if you don't even Meshamish me, how hailing you'd be. That tragedy, such a tragedy that you're not Meshamish me. So we stayed in the Helig Zoya. His farm bring it down. He was poigim him begid anoshe. You got bekafi reicha. What's bekafi reicha? There's a tomchen dayreisa. Have you seen it? Tomchen dayreisa. Tomchen dayreisa means the kilu philanthropist, the machzike toira. Esav, his pegam is in shimush to be meshamish the talmud chacham. So he's poigim. He's got koyach to be poigim as vul. Stayed at the legs. Got toimich the goof. Pika bala, this part of the goof is the ferris, is toyer. So the legs are holding the goof up. The toimchen, the mishamish. The legs are mishamish a goof. What's the shleimus? When the mishamish vered heilig alein, that's the hechta malchus shemayim. Adovin HaMelech steht, chashavt hidrochai bo shiva raglai elei desecho. Adovin HaMelech's legs took him naturally to rebote knesias, rebote midroshois. That's Emes Tikka Malchus Shemayim. Esav is mezalzel in the Indian to be of Shimush. So therefore he's poigim in the Mishamshim, he's poigim in the philanthropist, he's poigim in the Machzike Torah, and those who are supposed to be Mishamish the Torah. That's his pegam. And that's his kfir. That the Mishamish is supposed to be incorporated. The whole tachlis of a Mishamish is not to proclaim his own independence, but his whole chias of a Mishamish has to be Mishamish the Tzadik, to get incorporated in the Kedusha. That's why his malchus is a misadik malchus. At the end of Vayishlach it says, Vayomas Vayimloch, Vayomas Yoiva Vayimloch this. So Hashem asks, the Vayomas is going on the previous king. So finish up with this king. And then the next one is the next Pasuk Shvim Vayimloch. Pasuk begins, Vayomas, the king of last Pasuk died, Vayimloch. So Pipnimis HaTorah, that means Vayomas Vayimloch. His whole malchus is given a misadik malchus. Because his whole chias is to be a mishamish. His whole chias is when he's dovek to the kedusha. When he proclaims his malchus, the musuk, the Esav should have a malchus on his own. It's created to be a mashamish. His whole chias is to be a mashamish. If he tears away from being mashamish of the kedusha, it's a misa de kamalchus. It's a death malchus. If your mashamish breaks away, it's dead. We said before, what's the matah? We said before that breaking away is Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah is Matamek Emes. Hamisa Dikazach. That's the Gilu of this week's parasha. Gilu of this week's parasha is that a person has to incorporate, he has to go through Nesyonis, there's Yetzaharas, Gashmias. The person's got to go through all that in order to incorporate that. There's a Vissen that's going to reach all the way up to the Kisakov. So after all that, Yaakovina says, "Vayeshev Yaakov, bikish leishev b'shalva, bikish leishev b'shalva." Svenshman said, after last week's lesson, the struggles, this is doch der hechste Sach, this is doch der hechste Sach. Wie kommt es, bikish Yaakov leishev b'shalva? Kofzal of Rogzei Shal Yosef. That's the Keshe. Yaakovina said, so many Nisyoines, aber Nisyoines doch der hechste Sach. No, Siogoy. We saw Nais. The hechta zach, and that was the whole Vayishlach. So what's happens already? Vikish Shlak Yaakov Leishim B'shalves. The Rebbein Shlomo Daya and the Tzadikim Shemavakshin in Yena world. In this world is a world where the Rebbein Shlomo wants that avak. Rebbein Shlomo wants that avak to reach the Kisei Kovet. It's Toch Malchus. Toch Malchus Shemayim. The whole thread, the whole chain of events. And that was the tragedy of Esav. If he would have only been a Meshamish, he would have been Mesukon. The whole door is to be Mesukon. And everything would have been rectified, and everything would have been Gevaltig. Just like the Nachash, the Rebbein Shlomo gave him all the privileges. He was created on two legs. He could speak. He had all the privileges because he was privileged to be a Meshamish. And the Taka says that what are the Chassidim Umas Ha'olam? Chassidim Umas Ha'olam, Rasid Lovay, what are they going to be? Chassidim Umas Ha'olam. They're going to be Meshamshim. They have the schus, they're going to be Meshamish the Tzadikim. That's in the world of Tikkun, where the Goyim are going to realize the privilege of being Meshamish the Tzadik. And the Romans, the Shaitim Shabbailam, they're going to pretend they're Meshamish the Tzadik. Because Meshamish Kladis, because that's going to be the Mizgala of the Emes. And it's the same thing with the Gashmis and the Ruchnis of the Mensch. Same thing as Ish V'Ishtai. We're living in Golas Edom. And Golas Edom means where you don't want to be a Meshamish. Just before Mashiach comes, that's the Nisyonis. Everybody wants to be his own Rebbe. Everyone wants to be his own Dust. And you see Ke'ilu. I know from the modern Orthodox world that Ke'ilu by the women, the groups, they make their own Minyonim and they want to become Tamidei Chachomim. It's Toch Meshamish. You have a Merdeka privilege to be Meshamish, your husband. That's a big privilege. What do you want out of these groups? Women's groups, I know what they make their own minyanim, and they make their own dos, they make their own zachen. This is the clip of Golas Elohim. Don't want to be a Meshamish. Women are created to be a Meshamish. Schus to be a Meshamish. Schus to be a Meshamish. They want to break away. They want to clean. Tacha misa de kamalchus. It's about yomas v'yimlech to break away. If your tafkid is to be a Meshamish, and you break away, it's tacha misa. There's no hope. There's no hope for such a marriage. There's no hope for Azaz. You're supposed to be the Meshamish. Explains so many things. Explains the Yitzchak, why did he ask Esav and not Yaakov? Ask Esav, just be a Meshamish. Just be a Meshamish. Hoveli tzaye, that's your tafkid. Hoveli tzaye, aseili matamim. Aseili matamim, what's your tafkid? That's chus, the Helege Yitzchak Avinu. Wouldn't we all want to be Meshamish? The Helege Tzadik. That's chia, this is your tikkun, Esav. You'll become Yaakov. That's the whole Yisod. When this whole says Avraham Avinu began the Tikkun. Avraham Avinu began the Tikkun of Adam Rishon. Right? Adam Agodel Banokim says in Yeshua. Avraham Avinu. Yaakov was Mashlim. Eliezer, Avraham had an Eve. Eliezer, Shuyazivi Kunin Doimin Loi. Yofos Avdei Sichas Ovos Mitaras and Shalbonim. Yofos Sichas Avdei Ovos Mitaras and Shalbonim. What's the grace of Zach? Eliezer. Bnei Chom, Zivikun and Doimiloi, he looked like Avraham Avinu. An Eved can look like his master. The Meshamish can become the master. Yeah. Why is it so wichtig, the whole Arich is about Eliezer? Because that's the Tikkun of the Chet of Adam Rishon. If a Meshamish of a Tzaddik understands the Chashimas, Sheyedoyle Mashka Miterosa Shel Raboy, look what he can become. He even looks like his master. He even looks like the Tzaddik. Shamash the Tzadik looks like the Tzadik. That's what we're working. And the Biru became by Esav and Yaakov. You want to be a Meshamish, you don't want to be a Meshamish. That was the Biru. So the first Tikkun, the first Hisgalus of the Tikkun of the Chet of Adam Rishon is where the Eved wants to be Meshamish as Rabbi. Where the Eved is Meshamish as Rabbi to such a degree, to such an extent. Sheyazivikun and Doimin Loi. Sheyazivikun and Doimin Loi. That's the beginning of the Tikkun. Yofas Avdei Sichas Oves. To see the Eved, to see the Meshamish. The ganze Tachlis from Belzim. All the Gashmis and all the Yetzahoros and everything in the whole materialistic world. She was Zoichat to be Meshamish the Tzadik, to be Meshamish the Kedusha. You wanted to be Meshamish. Yaakov was trying to be Makarav. That's what he's trying to be Makarav. It's a tragedia. Tragedy, people. Golas Edom is, and this Golas is more than ever. So now, but because of the Mashiach, I'm saying, Kiddu, the working class people come to Shul for Shachris, but the rest of the day, don't remind me now. I'm coming to Mincha. between Shachas and Mincha, let's have an independent time. Don't remind me of Rosh Chodesh too much. Now we're going to work, we're going to the office, let's watch the news. It's separated. You don't realize that that's all. That's all Kedei Tivi Mishamish. It's all Kedei Tivi Mishamish. That's a clip of Golas Edom. So the work on the Torah, should be one musik. Person goes to work like that, b'cheret is kodesh. Person, the whole interaction in the world, b'cheret is kodesh. That's why I'm just tikkun b'cheret im adam. Using the world to mishamish. He's realizing the tachlis of the world is not to become wealthy, to become proud, to become dus, to become yens. Tachlis of the world, the tachlis of interacting with the world, is in order to bring it all back to kedusha. In order to megala that the world is mishamish. The world is mishamish. The whole world is mishamish us. The way mishamish is going to embrace the other mishamish is going. Don't struggle during the week. You don't struggle during the week and you don't understand what Shabbos is all about. Yaakov Avinu went to Choran to go to the week in order to come back to Shabbos. And he finished with, says, when he finished with Esav in this week's parasha, Yichen is Pnei Ye, Nechpas in Dindumi Chama, Chazal Narat, he was Pivei Atchumin, Shabbos, not Shabbos. After the struggle, you come to Shabbos. After the struggle, then you bring that struggle in, Fashteis Mevusa Shabbos is. No Chashver Evoch, Fashteis Mevusa Shabbos is. Avak, Kisa Kovet. The struggle has reached the Kisa Kovet.
Did we answer how the answer is in Lovan Gaiti?
Oh, I didn't speak it out. That's the vote. In Lovan Gaiti, the whole struggle in Lovan Gaiti is Mizakami, Tarek Mitzvah Shamati. It's not only the Pshati. Even though I was living with Lovan, Tarek Mitzvah Shamati. Okay, it was all the struggles that I lived with Lovan, with living in Lovan, and all the daily struggles. Yaakov Avinu tells Lovan, last week's parasha, Chalti, Yom Alayla, Kerach Lechal. It was all the struggles, Toga Nachman, that poem with Lovan. That led me, those struggles led me to Tarek Mitzvah Shamati. It's the Zeistach as a Chshtayik, he's telling Esav. Zeistach as a Chshtayik for Nesioinus. Lovan's on your side, but look what I came out with. I came out with Yud Beis Shiftei Koh, Tosei Shlemo, Tarek Mitzvah Shamati. That's the word. Pashtus is, even though I lived with Lovan, I was Zeichet to Tarek Mitzvah. According to what we're saying is, no, Im Lovan Garanti. Because I was living with Lovan, because of all those struggles, I was Zeichet to Tarek Mitzvah Shamati. Part of the message, I'm going to shteig. I'm warning you, I'm going to shteig from you. I'm warning you. Don't come, I'm going to shteig. Malach Ra, Yad Bakochach Yana Omen. Don't come. That's a tragedy. It could have been a Mishamish. Could have only been a Mishamish. So Yaakov is the Muslim. Everybody was Feshteta Indian. His chalashim to be mishamish Yaakov Avinu. So how does last week's parasha begin? All the stones were fighting. Ah, Olai ani achatzadik v'roishay. I want to be mishamish tzadik. I want to be mishamish tzadik. I want to be mishamish tzadik. And then the end of the Yitza is Ma'ifku b'vayagav nazar Ma'ifku b'malach elakim Ma'alochem v'chutzlart Ma'alochem v'eretz Yisrael Ma'alochem v'myofeshtanan. They're coming to be a gabba. They're coming to be the gabba of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is a tzaddik. Should be fighting over it. This is a melech's job. You would zeichah to be mishamish Yaakov Avinu. The stones on verstanden. The stones understood. Allah yaniyah chatzadik zroishay. The stones want to be mishamish tzaddik. That's what you say. The goddess Edom, Romans, they're going to lie that they want to be Mishnah, they want to be Mishnah. They're not lying, they're going to be Shaitim. It's Mishka Shaka. All the Nisyonis of goddess Edom, they were Mizgabe, and Sherekaitin, was Kinderis from them. I had to give up the Pashtash.